this casual thing where I just kind of turn the microphone on. And,
yeah, I was wondering, are we starting yet? Is there a formal, like, hello, as Adam?
It's good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Tales from the Jungle Cruise. Season 2, episode 12, Skipper Adam Tyler with us.
I'm honored.
You are.
I don't know.
Yes, you are honored.
Sir.
So, we're in beautiful downtown Temecula, where we have found that every bar has live music. Every bar.
I guess it's the hip thing now? I don't know.
Apparently. On a Sunday night, so.
Maybe that's what the cool kids do, which I would never know.
Yeah. No, you were a cool kid. When you were at Jungle, you were part of the clique.
Thank you.
Aww. You were. No, you had, it was you and the other Adam and
yes.
Rit Meese. Because anyone who hangs out with Rit is cool.
Well, with a name like Rit, automatically by association, I think you're in.
Rit did an episode with us where we did a big round table. We had like seven or eight skippers. The recording time was an hour 24. After editing out Rit's things I couldn't say, it came in under an hour. It was like 48 minutes. It was like 37 minutes of things I couldn't.
Oh my gosh. You know,
it was stories about inappropriate behavior on the monorail.
Hey now. did he talk about a cage and locking up children? And
I like Rip, but yeah. I think he may push the envelope a little bit too much. So it's good to see you. I haven't seen you in...
it's fantastic.
It's been
to see
a long
you.
Time. Because, yeah, Temecula is... I don't get out this way that often. When I need avocados or my tires vulcanized in an hour, Temecula is the place to do it.
Do you need some almond champagne? We're very known for our almond wine.
Is that what you're here for?
I guess.
I wondered why this tasted like almonds.
Across
Wait,
the way...
Is that cyanide is also tasting like
is,
almonds?
It is, yes. Yeah. The Peter Pan production of the high school, they put down like their... I think they just got done with their high school musical. I thought that was kind of appropriate for a high school to be doing. I don't know. You can't really see it too well, but it's like this random... It's a theater, I guess.
Yeah.
Just placed in Old Town.
Which would be where they would
and,
have
and children
musicals.
Redo things. Like Yeah, but like it's like random things. Like they did Peter Pan, they did Beauty and the Beast.
Like the fourth grade production of Spring Awakening or Rent?
I think Rent's coming soon. I'm waiting for Wicked. That's when I'm going to get in.
But we got to get the 10-year-olds doing those things.
It's odd watching Spring Awakening with children. Well, that's going to work, but...
I'm glad you know what that is.
Well, my wife, if she was here, she would be all into this and
into
Wicked
the
and Lion King.
I saw Wicked on Broadway, actually. I saw. Was in New York about.
Wait.
Edit the motorcycle out. And welcome to Temecula.
Is that Sons of Anarchy?
Sunday at Temecula Raceway Park. Big Daddy Don Garlitz.
So how was Wicked?
It was great. Yeah, we. I saw. I was there for 4 or 5 nights. In 3 nights, we saw Rent from like second row middle. I think is what theater terms.
Yeah, I think so. I don't know. Don't ask me.
Just chair terms.
Somewhere.
I saw Rent, Avenue Q, Wicked, and Forbidden Broadway.
Avenue Q
is exceptional. Dirty Muppets is the best thing ever.
Well, can you go wrong with someone singing about
the internet has
porn?
The internet's for porn, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Which I had no idea there was porn on the internet until I researched
really,
it.
It really is.
Apparently there is.
It really is Rent plus Muppets is really what that's all about. So, this is... Temecula is a lovely town with a very high alcoholism rate. And the main street is one bar after another and a lot of motorcycles. So,
and we do car shows.
Gun shows and car shows.
I heard. I don't know about together, but...
You can ask him if he wants a drink.
I could do Hangar 24, please. Yes. She was very embarrassed to talk to me.
She apparently
was it my good looks, you think?
Well, you know what? She might be a little shy. She knows you're married. That's the first thing.
Oh, yeah. That gives it away. Huh?
And I'm almost married.
But yeah, she's...
Maybe she felt like we had faces for radio.
Hey, what? That's not...
So, anyway...
Yeah.
So 5 minutes in, we should mention that you worked at a little place called the Jungle Cruise.
I have.
At Disneyland. When did you work there? That's a preposition. I dangled my participle right there on the...
Whoa. Get your particles out of my face, okay?
when did you work at the Happy Mouse House?
I hired in at hired in on June, I believe it was June 10th, 2010. And I left June 10th, 2004.
Hold on. 2010 to 2004 is...
Wait.
That's negative 6 years.
I've had a few beers before I got here. That's June. Let's try this again, kids. Let's edit that out.
No, let's not.
Okay. Damn it. I look like a jerk. An idiot.
You don't look like a jerk. You look like someone who doesn't understand the basics of calendars.
How does calendar work?
And sequential numbering.
Well, the whole Mayan calendar, I was all confused. Okay, so it's June 10th, 2000.
Got it.
To June 10th, 2004. Now let's do math. That was one, two,
oh,
three, four.
Yeah, no.
Oh, wow. You guys went all out.
Yeah, we got a little pesto pizza.
Which is what you should always order.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
That I may edit out. I always say I'm going to edit things out. I never do.
You see the way she looked at me again? It's just pizza. I don't know or flatbread. I don't know. So that was 4 years of my life that I still... I don't know about you. I still dream about the Jungle Cruise. In good ways, though. Good ways.
Well, not that I don't, have spent the last 2 years of my life doing a podcast and...
cannot get away from this thing.
With, tons of things. No, and, I don't know, and I'll plug them because that's what I do. But of course, we have Joey and Trevor have their show on our network. Yeah, we have
Were they someone that worked on the?
Yeah, I don't even know who they are.
I think they're famous. I don't know.
I thought that they did custodial or something, but they cleaned up at it. That was the important part.
There's a soda. There's a spilled soda. Adam Rotella would get that.
What brought you to the Mouse? What was your What was the reason you went and worked at Disneyland, other than the fact that it's freaking Disneyland?
Thank you very much.
By the way, crunching of the flatbread.
Does that pick up well?
It does, beautifully.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to eat all the soft bits and leave all the crunchy crust. Another motorcycle.
This is probably the same guy going every few laps.
I've decided that the episode title is going to be called Adventures in Editing.
All right, sorry. So back to your question. Honestly, I was, 18? I'm asking you,
Yes, as a matter of fact.
Kyle, how old was I?
Well, you were born in 82 on June 10th,
that is
oddly
actually,
enough.
Well, I was born in 82, but January, so that was kind of...
Okay, that was a trick question.
It was actually, okay, I'll tell you, it was a guy that I used to work with, and he said, hey, why don't you work at Disneyland? No mention of the Jungle Cruise. In fact, I didn't want to work at the Jungle, I'm sorry, I didn't want to work at the Jungle Cruise.
Okay.
I was some, young kid, didn't really know anything, I was nervous in front of people, and I was like, ooh. So he said, why don't you work at Disney? Well, that's going to be kind of cool. No idea what it was about, though. So, I went to that crazy green building. Is that what they still call it now?
Team Disney Anaheim. The TDA building.
The TDA. Had no idea where I was going. Went in there, and it was me and some other gal in this room. I didn't know who she was.
Group interviews are great.
But it was, but they hired her right away. Like, they did something like, oh, hey, you're back. And they took her out, and they hired her.
Okay, rehired.
I was like, where does she go? And I was sitting there, and the lady basically said, we're going to hire you. But I was still unsure, because I was like, my first job. I didn't know. And I was missing a piece of identification. I didn't know. I brought my driver's license. And she's like, we need
social.
Something like that. Like
yeah, social security card.
A copy of your birth certificate or, what's your favorite band? I don't have that stuff readily available. So I said, I thought I didn't get the job. So I went home and I was like, and I read my paperwork or something. And it looked like I was good to go. Well, she called me in and she's like, oh, we want to hire you. She gives me this paper that says, a jungle cruise and tiki room, I think is what's something like that, like, or maybe just a jungle cruise. And I was like,
did they let you know before orientation?
Because I knew where I was going to be working with. There was a bunch of people there, and I was like, it was kind of like, hey, you work in Jungle Cruise? Oh, Space Mountain. Oh, okay.
But that's weird, because usually that's after orientation, because usually if they do the whole like first day orientation, and at the end of that you get your location paperwork.
Maybe that's what they did to me then.
Yeah,
I remember a group of people.
Yeah, that was the tradition.
And yay, happy tradition. But I remember them handing the paper to me, so I was just like, and there, you can imagine, I saw Jungle Cruise, I thought, well, I know what this ride's all about. So I thought, well, maybe I'll just do the loading. That's my whole job. That's what I'll do for the rest of my life. It's just loading.
Maybe I'll be one of the hippos.
Can I be the guy in the pole? Not the guy in the bottom. But I said, do I have to do the boat? And she goes, yeah, actually, I think they make you do it the first day or second day. And I was like, no, this isn't going
to
work.
Let's not mention training or anything like that.
I don't want to do that. I don't want to do the boat. Can I, you know... I was very persistent. She goes, well, let me see what else I can do for you. She was just kind of being nice, but she goes, I don't think they're going to be hiring anyone else. These are the places you can go. And I was like, well, all right,
I think that's the stock answer in general is, you know, yeah, this probably is what we got. Because it's a pain to move people around. You know, they have the training slot set up. They know the games and all that. So
I was sweating, though, probably at this point. I was probably, like, nervous. Like, yeah. I don't want to be
it's
this.
Only a podcast. You don't have to sweat or be nervous about the podcast.
Oh, that was so much better. Okay, good. Back to your... So I found out a few people who are working with me. I think... Well, like I said, I was nervous, but then I was like, well, maybe this will be fun. Maybe I can get something out of it. Maybe I can close my eyes and it'll be over with. You know, that's how I handle a few things.
Yeah.
Know what I'm saying?
Yes, marriage.
hey, I did not say... You're about to get married, and she's right here. How dare you? But, you know, some young kid hired into Disney. I'm thinking, this is a huge company. I can't mess this up. They want me on Jungle Cruise.
Well, and that's the thing, is when you're 18 and you get hired at Disneyland, it's like you're getting cast in a major motion picture.
Seriously, I don't want to... Yes.
Because it's like, I'm going to be working with Johnny Depp, you know, I mean, but no,
Tom Hanks will be next to me, yeah, taking my break.
But yeah, when it's your first job, that's a major, because I came in at, you know, I came in at 29-ish years of age, 29 or 30. So for
last
me,
year?
You know, yes, thank you. As my young child bride sits here. wondering about my age.
She's putting it all together. You're 50?
Luckily, she's terrible at math.
Okay, good. So am I. Also dates. I'm very bad at dates.
It's okay. We've only gone on a couple dates together, Adam. I won't tell anyone that. So.
I'm sorry I made you pay for the bill. I just thought that was customary.
It's all right. So, I think that when you hire in young, if you haven't been through... another motorcycle. How many motorcycles are there in Temecula without mufflers?
Apparently a lot.
So no, I think when you're young and you hire in, there's a lot of pressure because, especially at that time, I mean, you know, it was before California Adventure opened up.
Oh yeah.
And I think anyone who lives in Southern California has this kind of a grand view of what they feel the resorts are. So, I mean, you know, you get this in your head. You've been there when you were, like, 12 or 13.
Yeah.
A couple of years later, you're working there. And, you know, you're saying, you're, you know, you're shy. You don't know what to do. And they stick you in a ride where you're going to be doing a microphone thing. It feels like you're on stage and it's the, you know, the biggest thing in the world.
It was to me. I felt so. I had to memorize something. Memorizing, like, lines.
Yeah. And then when you were in high school, did you do drama? Or you?
No.
No.
Never.
The track?
Mock trial was as close as I got. And I don't even think I got that far. So, no drama. I in fact, I would think we're picking up other people's conversations,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, great. Thank goodness these microphones are not that sensitive. So.
I stayed away from drama. I didn't, you know, I wasn't into that at all. So
yeah.
Getting cast into the Jungle Cruise was a huge ego boost, but also like,
Were you doing college while you were there? Did you go to? Because a lot of people when they're coming in right after high school, they'll go to Fullerton. They'll, you know, spend the next couple of years doing the college thing while they're there. Were you in classes or anything while you were working there?
I think I attempted. I think I usually put on applications now some college, that little bubble.
Yes,
I did some college.
I love that.
I did some.
I showed up one day.
I did like Tuesdays and Thursdays, and it was. It's like one class. Psychology and computers. Ooh, yay.
Psychology of computers. Because one day they will rise up and destroy us all, and we need to know why.
All because of me. I didn't graduate, so now...
See, without that, we are powerless against the computers.
So it was very basic. I was just like some young...
Basic usually is one of the things they teach you in computers. It's a language, programming language.
That is true. That is very true.
Thank you for fact-checking my
I think
smart
a few
ass.
People will get that, right?
No one will get that. My target audience...
I'll give you a C++.
Yes.
Oh!
Yeah? Yeah, that's all right. As long as you give my fiancé an A++, because... I don't know how that works, actually.
I don't know. It will.
I got an F++ on that joke.
That's all right. We'll get through it. You'll get graded later on other things.
But I think a lot of people were doing that college program thing where, you know, they go to Fullerton, try to get their degree, end up staying at Disney for 20 years and becoming sad and bitter. And I saw a lot of that in their majors, as they fill out their major at college, sad and bitter. I think it was a
large... I think that was part of it. I don't know. I put that on there.
Yeah.
You know, I went to college.
So now, but you were there three and a half, four years at the Disney. We overlapped. I was at Jungle 02 to 04 on my first time through. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, no, I was 02 to 05. And then I was there like 06 to 08. So I had those two. Actually, I had three tours of duty there. I started at California.
Tours of duty.
I started at California Adventure for like 9 months to a year.
Okay.
Then came back to Jungle for like three-ish years. And then came back again for about a year and a half and did mainly Indy and a little Jungle and all those things. So
yeah, so we overlapped.
Yeah, we overlapped. Yeah, no, I remember working
with you.
Were we
like different cliques, like, Kyle?
Well, it wasn't that as much. Because I was 30 and you guys were like 19 or 20. So I didn't get invited to the cool young kids parties because I was 10 years older. So
it was like, it's like high school.
Yeah, I mean, so what do you do when, you know, there's that age difference? So, no, I mean... And you know how it is. Disney's very much that. It's almost like a frat.
That's what this tastes like.
You know,
there's all of the guys at the same age kind of hang around. All the girls of the same age kind of hang around.
Mm-hmm.
And then sometimes the guys of the same age hang out with the girls of the same age. And
yeah, sometimes.
Sometimes.
Some. Yeah.
So you survived the Jungle. Who was your who'd you train with? Who was your trainer? Who was your do you remember?
Katie. I believe I trained with Katie.
You want a piece of pizza?
Langsdorf? Is that her last name?
Yes. Yes, I actually think that's correct.
I got an A+ on that one.
For $100, next question.
What is Katie's married name now? So, I trained, but my trainer...
Remember who it was back then?
Man, I'm so horrible.
I had Amanda. Amanda was my trainer. That was a lot of fun.
I could not tell you who I had. I'm so bad. Oh! So bad, and other people probably know. I have no idea. I lost that. It wasn't like they weren't good. I enjoyed that trainer. I just can't remember because I don't think.
Yeah, but it's around. Okay. There's a lot of, you know, the jungle water saps your memory.
It does. Yeah, I drank a lot of that. Remember that joke where you would tell the skipper like, say, hey Adam, when you get around to the dock, I'm gonna act like I'm drinking water.
Yes.
And they pull up and say, oh no, he talks about how bad the water is, and then he looks over and there I am going. And they go, no, and I spit it out, and it's, you know, it's like cooler water. Classic.
I know I've said this on the podcast before. I actually got a guest complaint.
You?
I was on all fours on the side of the dock no man's land.
Okay.
And I had a cup of water from the water cooler, and I had it in my mouth. And as the boat came up, I turned toward the boat, and I spat a stream of water toward the boat, like the elephant, like the spitter. And one of the guests was greatly offended that I was spitting toward her, even though I really
She didn't care
wasn't.
That you're naked?
No.
That didn't bother her. Okay. The spitting the water, though, that's all she could handle. That is funny that you get complaints like that. Like, just random people. I got a complaint that Brent was the manager at the time, that or the lead, that was handling that. She said, all this guy did was tell jokes the whole time on the boat.
Yeah, I love that.
Like, they have no idea. And they said, when did that start? And Brent goes, about 45 years ago. Looks at his watch. He had my back.
He always had everyone's back. So.
Yeah, I love that.
So, yeah, no, I got the strangest. That era, that 2003-04 was. Remember the little white envelopes with the guest compliments and the little Disney cash, the little Mickey Moolah.
That was so.
Mouse Moolah. We for those of you who don't know about this time, I worked Jungle before or after. There was a vending machine up in the management offices, and they would give us these coins that were like, you know, a dollar value or whatever, and we could go get a candy bar. If we had like six or seven, we could get a movie ticket.
That was the highlight.
So then you got them mainly by getting guest compliments. Or going out of your way and doing something really good. I got one for, because there was a bee swarm in Adventureland. And I took a... No, there was. It was like thousands of bees. I assumed that that's how they travel is in thousands.
They all have the APs. I didn't count they got them. Into the park.
I didn't count. No, they weren't ABs. They were just Bs. And I was sitting there, and because I was outside, and then this, I actually watched. It was like a Goofy cartoon where this giant like cloud of bees just like moved over and like nestled in this tree. And I did that, you know, proper Disney thing, and I told people to stay back, and they ignored me the same way they did when I was in the boat in the Jungle Cruise. So I said it even louder and, you know, kept anyone from getting stung. So they gave me a Mickey Moolah, and I'm like, I get a candy bar for doing my job. It's fantastic.
Were you helping people not run into the bees?
No, I was.
Stay to your right.
Stay to your left if you want to be stung. Stay to your right if you don't.
Maybe it was like Imagineers doing like an Orange Stinger type of like trying it out with like.
It was cross marketing, cross promotion. I opened Orange Stinger and Malibu.
Did you really?
Both the rides are gone now, so blame me for that.
What does that say?
What is it?
DCA is, I don't think there, well, there's few original rides still.
No, there's, I mean, that's a lot of Paradise Pier. You know, there's this, the Sun Wheel, which has the highest, I don't know if you know this, the Sun Wheel has the highest incident of guest-related upset stomach, shall we say, of any attraction at Disneyland, more than any other ride.
Wow.
That Ferris Wheel is the one that gets people puking.
Ew. Code V's all over?
Code V's all over.
Do you think the Code M's have some Code V's?
That would
be interesting to see.
I don't think we've talked about Touch the Mullet. Do you want to give your summary of Touch the Mullet?
I've heard my pizza. Yeah, as you eat your delicious pizza with pesto, and what did you put on there?
Bacon.
Would you recommend this place to anyone who visits Temecula? Who comes to see me?
And you know I have my mouth full, you jackass.
I know. It's the fun part. You know, they can't see you, but I can.
Oh, the pizza's actually very good. Excellent pizza.
All right, so...
So explain Code M's and how we play Touch the Mullet.
You know, Code M's, it's... Because we actually had different codes for certain things, and so we would take that a step further and be, you know, courtesy. We would hold your hand like a C for an attractive female. Maybe an attractive guy, if Saul would use that, probably. Maybe a few other people.
Yeah.
But, also, my wife got called a code C, well, a courtesy a few times, you know?
Yes.
By Admiral Tella, of all people, too.
We'll discuss your wife in a second. That's an entire section.
Ooh, we get a whole section about her. So that's where the Code M came from. We made it upon us.
Code M was
for mullets.
Yeah. Any guest with a mullet.
We got more than our share on Jungle Cruise. But I think, the thing was we would have to, touch it, I guess? Which was odd, touching a guest. But you would get, not Mouse Gormula, you get props.
You get respect from your co-workers.
It was like, I don't know, it was like, wow, you touched the mullet.
You actually went out of your
but
way.
They couldn't know. It wasn't like, you could be like, whoa,
yeah,
sir.
No, it had to be.
You got something on your shoulder.
It had to be covert.
Yeah, so it was a big deal, simply by calling it out and then going to touch it. I never got to...
No, it was daily.
It was a daily thing. Just all over the place. These people thought they looked good. We had people from, young eight-year-olds to full-grown gents, you know? They were old enough to know that's probably not appropriate anymore, but that's okay.
But it was work.
I don't want to offend anyone listening if they have mullets.
Work in the front party.
They're cutting it off. Like, this is horrible.
I don't think anyone is being informed by this podcast that... Hey, just so you guys know, mullets may not be the coolest thing in the world.
They're taking hairstyle advice in your podcast.
I'm saying this in Temecula, which is, I think that's where everyone who has one went.
This is where they flock. So yeah, that was just, it was like a respect thing. It was just simply, oh, Kodam, and then we try to tie
it. It is, because I think we always had to identify guests who had, you know, because you couldn't make fun of anyone who was there, you know.
We're not going to shout.
No.
Mullet.
Yeah, we're not going to make fun of them. We're going to make fun of someone, not because they're incredibly obese, but, you know, because they have a hairstyle that would later be popularized by Disney's Cars and Mater. So.
They need ECB to get around. That's true.
No, the Code M thing was that. I think that was the highlight of our day was when we would get... feel free. I'll just edit it out. No, the Jungle Cruise did corrupt him. I put it back on. Sorry, guys. We took a little break to order some more food. So what we're talking about, we're talking about code M's and courtesies And the courtesy thing actually is a good... When there was an attractive female of whatever persuasion...
I never called that out, though. Only when Allison stopped by.
Yes.
Which is my wife.
Yes, you can... you were faithful before you met your wife to your wife. I like how it's like that. You're rewriting history.
This is how I see it.
You're like Putin, basically saying that you know, World War II never existed and there was no Cold War.
I wasn't there, so I don't know.
Well, no, it was fine. So no, you were always respectful to your wife even before you met her.
True.
I will vouch for that. On
Thank
a
you,
podcast,
sir.
Swear to the to the Holy Goat that I just as much as I swear I will never drink a deer in my life. Beer,
you can't really
say
drinking a deer probably wouldn't be as good.
So,
well you know we used to. So. Why don't we call that out?
Well, no, the courtesy thing was because here's the thing is that Jungle had about it's a 50-50. I think it was probably like 60% guys.
Yeah,
and of
that.
The 60%, probably about half of them were under the age of 25.
Wow. Oh.
So the testosterone level was only matched by the methane level from the water. and both of them were extremely flammable. If there was a match set to either of them, it would blow up. So the testosterone, so if you had a really pretty girl or the time Hefner came in with his girlfriends.
Oh, I forgot about that.
All of those things, it would just make the guys go crazy, so... No, it was perfectly acceptable, and I know you were the one holdout and never stooped to that level of non-alley interaction. But no, so there were always the attractive people that went through, and it was a much smaller percentage because we had a lot of people from the Midwest. And
you just offended half the Midwest that are listening right now.
And the code M, talking about mullets, didn't offend that same half. So we tended to get that was before the 50th anniversary,
right? Yeah,
it was definitely when the park attendance was still kind of low, and we would get nighttime regulars.
Oh yeah,
sounds like I'm a prostitute. We would get people guests who would come through and ride annual pass holders every single night or a couple times during the week. And how would you describe those? Let's not call them groupies. That's groupies, so disrespectful. But would you say that maybe you may have had some guests who would come see you on a regular basis?
Nothing comes to mind. No, there were. There were more than just Allie, but...
Right, well, there were Allies. That was
the ones I didn't like.
The story I want to talk about is the Allies story, because it's multiple.
They were one and the same. They were attached at the hip, apparently.
But as an attractive, you know, 20-somethinger.
Thank you.
You know, and
you're making me blush.
Well, it was great because you had me to stand next to, so you look like the Hardy to my or the Laurel to my Hardy.
Thank you.
You know, so it was great having the more girthy guys at Jungle made all the skinny, scrawny 20-something-year-old look fantastic.
Oh,
so
what? Yes,
yes. So no, so right. But you know, so you had the testosterone fueled guys, and then you had these girls who would come in who were high school students or college students who would come into the park at night, yes. And who would ride the boats and That's would become infatuated with some of the male cast members, and would do it and we had them on a regular basis.
Oh yeah. Oh, it got to the point where you knew their names.
Yeah, no, you knew their names.
Yes. Invited them out sometimes to hang out at. What was our, Denny's. That was our big hangout for some reason.
Yeah, and the Denny's hangout, actually, was ever since the Acapulco closed, where Mimi's is now, there was an Acapulco there. The Acapulco was where all the previous generations had as a hangout. Then it migrated to the Denny's when that closed. Because the drunk karaoke from the Skippers in the 80s and 90s, from what I understand, was the best thing in the world.
Yeah, I can imagine.
So you had these groupies.
Yeah, right.
And they would definitely become attached to the guys, get to know their name. I'm trying to remember, there was one guy in particular who was in your generation who was particularly known for that, and it was...
Danny Larsh?
No.
It's sad that I know
black,
that on top of my head.
Black
that
hair.
Danny Santiago?
Black hair. Let's not use last names, but... No, it was... he was the one who got... In a little, because he traded Grad Knight traded his name badge to a girl so they would flash him. Do you remember who that was? We'll brainstorm.
Is it somebody like
that we know.
No,
still?
No. Early, he was in early 20s.
Do you know, or you just?
I can see his face, and I can't think of
what.
Darker hair, but no. He got in a little disrepute because he
was an attractive fellow.
Yeah, attractive fellow. Kind of skinnier, black hair. We'll figure it out later.
I'll probably think on the way home.
Yeah, that's
thinking of attractive gentlemen on the way home,
which is what usually you do when you get home
after I drink a few beers. Yeah.
So I mean, you have the groupies and you have these things. So when you as an attractive 20-something at Disneyland started getting these girls who would come ride your boat, what was your thought process? What was your interaction with them?
I loved it.
Yeah,
I loved it. Again, being nervous in front of people, not really good with the ladies. Yeah, I don't know if you can tell. So, well, once I found out Allie wanted to marry me, I locked her down. I'm like, all right,
first one in.
You know, so when they come in, they're like, keep riding my belt over and over. I love the attention. I loved it. So I even let my wife Allison fire the gun at one point. Probably shouldn't have, looking back. In hindsight, and I probably shouldn't be saying this, but what are they going to do now? Are they going to fire me? They're going to mark me no rehire status now.
It just depends on the direction she fired it at. See, that's the thing is, you were...
My gun, actual gun. I'm
yes.
Not, okay.
Yeah, so no, it wasn't a euphemism.
Okay, so I want to clarify that. No deadheads took place where you know, well...
That's the other part of the nighttime thing is the boats were so sparsely populated that if you had a female of who waited for this truck to go by... But no, the park was so sparsely popular that if you had a female friend, that you could take a boat out with just that female and have, as we would call it, 8 minutes of bliss, you know, in the jungle. So, you know, there were definitely those trips where you would see a skipper go out with a pretty girl, or sometimes two, and you knew where that was going.
Oh, yeah.
And that honestly, from what I understand, has gone back to the 60s. That was not a phenomenon that was devotedly just... We didn't start
that's
sex. That's we didn't know that.
No one had sex before us. Yeah, somehow we just all...
The male-female being attracted to each other thing? But wait, those were our grandparents on the Jungle Cruise. That's disgusting.
Ew!
Pardon me,
I vomit over here. No, my parents only had sex twice. Me and my sister.
Yeah. Oh, that's of course.
Right. So I think.
So the girls who would come on and ride the boats and...
Speaking of complaints too, going back earlier, somebody complained that all me and Allie did at the time is what is the word they use? I hope I get this right. She told me once, make out or like really like talk, like googly eyed, like just like,
yeah,
like I'm like
star,
a boat full of
lovers.
People, and she's on my boat, and I'm just looking at her going, ooh, I love it. Like, no, that's not. Someone complained about that. I don't know who it was, but they're like, oh, they were. Talking the whole time to
it
each
was
other.
Someone who was jealous, apparently. Someone who wanted to be with you.
Well, yeah. I don't know who that was.
Maybe it was the guy who... It was the same guy who got busted with the girl.
Yeah, probably.
It wasn't me. If that's what you're inferring, I just want you to know it wasn't me.
Okay.
My jealousy was...
I'm going to cross you off my list, Kyle.
My jealousy was leveled in far different ways.
You were... You were number one, so I'm crossing you off now. But, I love it. So, yes, that's actually how me and Allie met, by the way.
Yeah.
Did you know, the second day, I always said it was the first day, but the second day, she would come on the ride all the time. She was what they would call...
A regular.
You know, like a regular, like you were saying. And so when I got hired in, the second day they said, oh, this is a new skipper. And then she looks at me and says, I'm going to marry that guy someday. Kid you not.
On the second?
That's
on
what
the
she
second?
Said, the second day. The first day, I think she saw Denny first. and then I think Brian... Maybe.
Yeah.
And then me.
And luckily, you know, luckily she wasn't as convinced when she was shopping for a future husband by riding rides at Disneyland.
Well, that's probably, I don't know.
I guess that was before internet dating,
no,
so, you know.
That was the cool thing.
Yeah.
So that's what
better
she said.
Better than OK Cupid, it's OK Jungle.
That's OK Jungle.
So ladies, ladies, if you're looking for a man who really has his life together and want to find a partner for life who's going to be devoted to you and have a high earning potential, go ride the Jungle Cruise and take your pick of men, because you'll guaranteed to shop and draw on the Jungle Cruise.
Oh, man.
This episode brought to you by Jungle Cruise Dating, a division of Kyle Co.
We got to get the website started.
Oh. Yes. No, we need to get a website started. But yeah, no, it's not unheard of. We actually just had, do you know, I think you may have left before Jer hired in. Big guy, Jer, married Brittany, who used to work Tiki a lot.
Yeah, well.
I think you might have left before they got there.
It was probably in my heavy days of doing crack.
I think
crack.
They were 05 and 06.
Yeah, I probably forgot a lot of things after that fourth year. I don't really do crack.
It's the jungle. It's the jungle water.
So I probably just missed them, or I think
it was right after. But anyway, so we had them on last episode, which I'm guessing you also missed.
Hey, you know what? I'm going to listen to that later.
There's only 27 episodes for you to catch up on.
I'm a little behind, sorry. But yeah. I did hear that whole circle one, if that matters to you. The whole,
yeah, the one with Brit?
Yes, yes.
Yes, that was a quality episode. that was episode one of season two, in case someone wants to go back and hear what the F we're talking about.
nice reference.
Hey, you know, I got to slip in the sponsorships wherever I can. to sum up, you had a... Because groupie is a really awful term for that. I don't think that's accurate. Let's just say a friend of the jungle.
How about and faithfuls? That sounds pretty called faithfuls. They were really faithful to the jungle cruise. They had annual passes and they showed up a lot.
So anyway, no. So they were faithful to the jungle and they would come and ride. So you had these guests who would be regulars, and it's a sweet story that she looked at you and knew that you had potential beyond where you currently worked at.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, I probably would still be there, sadly, but probably a little higher.
Yeah, no, I think you would. So you guys met in 2003?
Well, we met in 2000.
Oh, we met in 2000, yes. Right when you got there.
Yes, yeah, like literally, I was new meat.
How much younger is she than you? Is she...
just a couple of years. I mean, she's not
a couple
like,
years younger.
Yeah, I was 18, she was 16.
Okay.
Not like I'm robbing the cradle.
No, just kind of, you know, borrowing.
Borrowing, and I'm planning to pay back later.
Yes. Taken with interest. And so you had interest, and then you took.
I did. She was very, very attractive.
No, absolutely. I think everyone felt that way.
Blonde hair, blue eye beauty walked onto your boat, right? Okay. And her hair is blowing in the wind, and there's this music playing. And then I'm like, Kyle, turn that music off. Turn the fan off, too. What's going on?
Why are you doing that?
You were trying to get us together.
It was a setup. That was what we were doing.
She paid you. But it was literally, man, love at first sight. So cliche. But, you know, like, it was just like, oh, it was just...
No, you were there like 3.5-ish more years and dated during that time? And
just a backstory real quick. Allison lived in Lake Havasu, Arizona, in case those aren't, they don't know where geography is.
That's a long drive to get to Disneyland.
They had passes, yes, you're telling me. So, dating, I was kind of new at it, you know, I don't know if you know, I wasn't really dating the ladies as much as one would think, you know.
As dating the guys.
Yeah, the ratio grew to, I think. My black book wasn't filled with a lot of names, so to speak, you know. I was more internet talking, like, hey, you know, I don't know if we should be dating now because you're kind of long distance. I kind of wasn't the one. I don't want to pursue this.
Yeah.
But she was like, well, you know. But kind of talking a little bit, we just fell into it.
Yeah, as you got
official,
to know her.
Official. There's no Facebook then, so I couldn't say, Allison's my you know,
girlfriend. Yeah, it was back in the MySpace days. Did she make your top eight? Was that the, was it Friendster?
I don't even know.
How far back were we going?
What was the social networking site back then? I don't even know.
It was called
2000?
Life. It was called socially networking. It was showing up and saying hi to someone. It was saying, let me get off the computer and come be social and network
Let me talk to you with a bunch of other friends.
It was going to Denny's was the social
network.
That was it,
yeah. I would just
so she was living in Havasu and came in on a regular basis?
If not, bimonthly, maybe like every 2 months.
I didn't realize that she was bi.
Well, you know, I let it slip, and I'm sorry, I've had a few things to drink, but but she definitely got her money's worth from being in Havasu. It would hit me in the face, her pass that she would throw at me, and I would just be like, oh, she must think I'm a cool guy. I was an idiot. So, talking on the internet, I was like, I was just like, kind of like, well, I remember the point where her dad was like, get off the computer, and Allie, she had to go. I was like, I like you. Like a little nerdy kid, like pushing up, oh, hooray, Star Wars and X-Men. I told her, I like you, you know. And she was just kind of like, what? You know, that's how it started right there.
Yeah,
it was like the sparks were just all over the place then. And I was like,
and they eventually hit some black powder.
And it just exploded into what it is now. So I found out she likes me. I like her, obviously. We start dating. She invites me to her prom in Havasu, and I go.
Yeah.
And I go a few times. Actually,
funny. How many proms did she have?
She had like three or four.
And you went to all of them. She kept going. Very devoted of you.
It was really weird.
She should have graduated at some point. She must have been a terrible student to be there for 4 years of senior.
Okay, I went to two of them, I meant to say. I went to two proms. So I rent my tux and I drive up there. All our friends say to me, I thought you were imaginary. I'm like, I'm real.
So let me get this straight. Someone who drives from Havasu to Disneyland to ride in your boat may have hallucination issues, and her
possibly
friends may not think that you are real.
She probably saw something different, is what she probably saw. Oh, here's a really buff surfer guy from California.
She's delusional, and now
she's blind.
This Allie also had a friend named Allie, mm-hmm. And did that Allie live in Havasu as well, or is that
yes.
Allie local?
It gets really confusing. They're both called Allie,
which is strange because one of them is named Fred.
Yeah.
So
where did that nickname come from?
I would have picked Allie over Fred any day of the week.
Well, Fred had whiskers, and it was just, you know, it was weird.
But you had the blonde one, and then you had the one with the dark hair, and I don't
they
think
were...
You should never go down a dark alley, is what I'm saying. You made the right choice.
Hey now! you just can't trust it, right?
Yes.
So, yeah, they were one of the same, essentially. You know, joined at the hip.
They were the yin and the yang of the...
They were, yeah, the alley and alley. So one was with a Y, one was with an I. And
that's phonetically easy. As people speak, you can tell the difference.
Exactly.
When you say Ali and Ali, I know exactly who you're speaking of.
Yeah, like Muhammad Ali is with an
yes.
I or a Y?
I would
okay.
be my guess.
Could have cleared that up. I'm going to mark that
yes.
off my list, too. Think, Kyle, you're...
Yes.
My bucket list is almost complete.
Because when
I'm
you went
talking.
Up and were like, Muhammad Ali.
Muhammad Ali? What? So
no, it's Muhammad Ali McBeal. It was the story about a large black boxer who wanted to have a life as a female journalist in Chicago.
What? How'd that work out for him?
It was for three seasons. He wrote like a butterfly and stung like a bee.
You are sharp at that. So they would be a pair.
Yes,
not like the fruit. By the way, I want to clear this
they
up. I'm not talking about like fruit.
They were not like a pair.
They were always together. Always drive down together. Her mom, one of their parents, would be driving them down. Basically,
sure.
The amount of time
because as a parent, that's how I would be like.
You know,
let's drive in from Havasu and drop our high school 16-year-old
yes.
girls at Disneyland.
Bunch of single dudes like.
Well, you know, it is the place to it's like a mating.
I'm
thing.
Always adjusting my tie. You guys can't see this, but it's always like you know, like a
with Rodney Dangerfield.
Yeah,
moment.
Exactly. You know, apparently that's what guys do. I don't know. Anyways.
When I wear a tie, I often adjust it.
Well, you know, how often do you wear a tie?
Welcome to House of Ties.
Are you a hitman or something?
Yes.
For hire? So
no, I do it for free. That's the reason my life isn't working out. I'm
supposed
to get paid for it.
You need to get paid. You're doing it pro bono, as they
yes.
say.
I had nothing to do with Sonny Bono's death.
Okay, good. I want to clear that up.
I was very pro bono. That's,
that was my...
So anyway, so you guys, they would come into the park and they would ride the rides,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And they had a man at every ride, and then they finally decided that you were the right one.
I suppose so.
Yeah.
You know, they kept getting on my boat over and over, and again, being the little jerk that I am.
But it was a joke among the rest of us skippers that we would see them come close, and we knew, like, we would try to lock you out of rotation and.
Is this true?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Totally. We would see them coming in, and you know, we knew it was. We all kind of giggled about it a little bit because it was kind of funny.
You're trying to stop my love life.
Yeah. So I was totally trying to dock block your love life.
I love the wordplay there, dock block. But she would always get on my boat, you know. And I'm like, how did this work out? Later, she tells me, and as we're you know further in
this
marriage,
is how oblivious that you
she
were.
Said, I, no, I'm telling you, I was a naive high school student.
You're like,
I was
I
not
can't
a player.
Believe that those loaders would kept on putting you on my boat.
How does this happen?
How does this?
I'm
so
you,
strange.
I'm telling you. Had she like looked at me in the face that I like you, I'd have been like, ooh, okay, like a brother.
Yeah,
you were I mean, right. I was an idiot. And
you're like, you like my jokes? That's yeah. great. I love that I'm that good of a skipper.
I mean, so they kept getting on my. I said, how does this happen? So I let her fire the gun once, like I said, and I probably shouldn't have done that. I think that would have gotten written up if
yeah,
someone would have found out. Yeah,
fired,
terminated for sure. No, no hire.
Yeah,
up.
No.
Although.
You're guaranteeing.
I wonder what the guests were thinking. The guests, because they were guests on the boat. What were they thinking? That some, hey, this must be some like, make a wish thing that this child.
Yeah, like I wish that she didn't have a gun in her hand. 16-year-old with a revolver. This is the reason why guns got taken away for 3 years.
Probably.
Jackass.
There's some guy in the boat going. This is not no.
Yeah, well, this is why I had to put up with air horns for most of my time at Jungle.
Oh my gosh.
You weren't there for the air horns.
No, I was with the air horns.
Oh my god, the air horns were the worst.
Brent turned the air horn upside down and stuck it on my ass. Can I say ass? Or is that?
You can say ass.
Okay, this is good. He stuck it on my ass and froze a circle chunk on my butt. And I was like, you jerk. It was common to find a penny on the floor. Not the skipper Penny, by the way. I want to clear that up. Not Penny Lane.
Skipper Penny was never on the floor.
She was on break. We'd freeze the penny and hit it with an oar, and it would shatter.
Wow.
It was the best thing. Me and, probably Scott would be into that, and a few of the other leagues.
That's far, far better than, you know, putting the penny on the train tracks and watching the Disneyland train.
That never happened. But
make press pennies. We know that.
I know. But I was there for the air horns, because I remember that.
Did you, the air horns spit wads, where they would, like, take a piece of toilet paper and moisten it in the jungle water and put it in the horn of the air horn?
I didn't know this.
And push down on the button, and it would fling the giant, wet, moist, nasty ball of stuff.
No.
Oh, yeah, no, totally.
Far, or just, like, just
across the dock?
You're a liar.
No, because it was pressure. It was under pressure. They would jam it in there, and then the pressure would shoot it
That's
across.
That's weird. And I've never done that.
But no, the air horns were terrible. Because, they tear guns away. It's like, you know, emasculated. You know, we were like, it was demasculated or whatever it is. Remasculated when we got them back. And
I think, yeah. It was like something along those lines.
Yeah, but so no, they took away our guns and that. We were shooting blanks for a long time.
In the guns?
In the guns.
I thought you were talking about your deadhead.
I was going to say congratulations on being a father if you're shooting blanks for all that time. Let's get that pizza on the table. All right.
Denied.
Ooh.
That was the other table.
Other table's pizza.
There's other people here, Kyle.
Okay.
They were here first.
So when did it get a little serious? Because this is comedy gold so far, so let's keep on going.
Well, it probably got serious when I asked her to marry me. No, I'm kidding. Well...
When her father discovered the two of you together, it got serious fast.
What are you doing with that air horn and my daughter? Nothing.
Did you ever just like feel like you were going to come around the dock and her dad was going to be there at the dock waiting for you?
Nah, I was cool. Are you kidding? I was a cool kid.
Yeah.
I guess you could say when I asked her to be my girlfriend, she said yes. But then again, I'm like thinking, okay, long distance.
Yeah.
Is that going to work out or not?
It's not, by the way, in case you missed
that. It really, you know, I would say a majority does not. I'm the exception.
Yeah.
I don't know what I did right or what she did
right.
Well,
hey, me and mine met on the whole internet dating.
Is that true?
It's true.
Are you pulling my leg?
We're an OkCupid couple.
Are you really?
We are.
Wow, look at that.
Yep.
She hardly ever happens either.
She had on her profile that she was looking for a smartass, and I was looking for someone too good for me. So we both got what we wanted
We have a match for you.
Yes, it works very well.
I don't know what that weird accent came about. I don't know.
It's all right.
Russian?
We did that a lot.
It's a Russian website.
We would just randomly do accents. I used to have people who would like... Actually, it wasn't even as much me. There was someone else who did a lot of accents.
You know, Matt did the Cartman voice the whole entire time.
Someone else did like an ethnic one.
Oh.
Joey Hurley would do an ethnic one. Like a kind of a... It was before Borat. He would do this Eastern European guy.
Sure.
And people would like try to talk to him in Romanian and Polish and Russian. And he would just be like, I'm sorry, I don't understand. I'm sorry.
Wowie wow.
Your accent, it is too thick. It was a good time. So the long story short, because this is a effing long story now.
It is a very long story. Hey, you asked.
It is, but it's good. So you guys at some point continue dating.
Continue dating. She moved down for school. Heard that the last 2 years of my working at Disney, obviously continue to see each other. From then, I mean, seriously, from 2000, now we're married 2012. I mean, it's
2013, jackass.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm drunk, so... I'm talking not good at dates.
So 13-ish years.
13-ish. I like that. I always put a spin on that.
Yeah.
13-ish.
Well, you think you could say 12-ish, but it kind of 13.
12-ish.
Yeah, something along those lines.
Pretty much. I mean...
So and now married how long?
God, well, we got married and I will get this date right, otherwise she will kill me. June 10th.
Was it June 10th?
Yes.
Was it June 10th
Is June 10th about? I mean, that's when I got hired in, quit, Got married.
You got married on the same
June 10th, not the same day. I quit Disney, but June 10th, 2006.
So we were 2 years not, after you left Disney.
Yes, so not June 6th, because that would have been 666, which not a good number.
I actually had someone who, one of my friends who wanted to get married on that day, on 666.
Oh my gosh. Afterwards, we worship Satan, apparently, is how that works. So, yeah, well, no, but June 10th, 2006 was the
So 6-10-6.
Yes, 6-10-6. So
you should get that tattooed somewhere so you never forget that. Well, wait, you do. That's awesome.
Yeah, you like that? I should probably put my shirt back on, huh?
Yes.
Okay, sorry. I have other dates I got to remember on there.
You look like a Russian hitman in prison with all those tattoos.
I know. It's a tattoo of the prison itself.
It's like a bad Batman villain. The Forgetter.
Whoops.
Have you seen Christopher Nolan's Memento? Are you just, you know, trying to do an homage to that?
I don't know.
Okay, so so that means you guys have been let's do math. How many years have you been married?
6 minus the 3. We will have our
6-ish.
Hold on. Yeah, thank
six-ish.
You.
6-ish. Put the ish.
2 plus years. I can cover a lot of ground with that. No.
2-ish years.
We will be having our 7 year.
7 year anniversary.
What do I get her paper? What is 7 years?
I don't know. You passed the math test though, so that's
Oh, did I? Yes.
Yes.
What is 7 years? Though?
Absolution. That's when you give them absolution. You give actually I think it's a surf, seven, a surfboard I think it's 7 you give her tenure. You give her tenure so she can't be fired from the position.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah,
it's true.
So, I mean, people said it wouldn't last.
You have done significantly better than almost any other skipper that I'm aware of.
Thank you. That's what a lot of people had said. That's never going to last. You know, you're a fool for dating her.
And basically, you stayed with her just to prove those
people
wrong.
I'm like, Mom, why are you making fun of me? I'm your son. You should support me in this.
But, we all, the betting pool is still out. And,
Adam Rotella has like, no last names.
That's okay.
Adam has.
No, we know about Sparky.
Adam has 8 years. He's like, come on.
Well, the pool grew big, so, you know, it's quite a bit of money he's going for at this point, so. I'll get Adam on the podcast at some point.
We'll be
canceled soon
with
afterwards.
Mustache or without. I don't know.
It's the same. We'll have dueling Adams. Adam with mustache, Adam without. Well, it was strange because we really thought with the two Adams and the two Allies that the other Adam was going to wind up with the other Allie, and that was going to be really confusing. It not even close. Now did your? I know that the other Allie. This is really freaking confusing. The Allie with a I. No, Allie with an I is yours.
She has two eyes, by the way. My wife. She has two eyes.
I thought it was just one. So the other, the Dark Alley, it's like the Dark Phoenix saga. The Dark Alley. She worked at Disney for a while. Did your Alley work at the park?
Mm-hmm. Yes, she.
So you had groupies. Let's not say groupies. Devotees.
Thank you.
That are groupies that both hired into the park in their attempt to chase after men. Is that pretty much what you're saying? Because I'm not
probably,
saying that.
Probably sums it up very well.
Admirably.
My lady, my gal pal, did ODV. Those of you that don't know is outdoor vending.
Yes.
You know, cotton candy and all that stuff. She did everything. Churros. She can't eat a churro to this day. Cotton candy makes her sick.
You know what? Churro bread pudding is a good way of eating churros if you're sick of churro. It's a good way of...
I usually hollow it out and use it as a straw to drink my vodka through it.
Yeah, because as you're crying... So the other Allie actually worked in attractions.
She did, yes. Mine did too, but she did Fantasyland.
That's right, because she was over at Storybook.
You know a lot of guys... Okay, here's another story, too. Yes. I did Storybook.
Was it...
that's a dark past I don't talk about. Storybook... there was Fantasyland, like the dark rides, like Peter Pan, Pinocchio. Yes. That's all part of one large rotation.
Yep.
Storybook was its own entity, I guess?
Right, it's called Classics now. It used to be called...
I don't know.
It's Storybook Classics, but it used to be called Routes. So all of those attractions are part of the same group.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, so, Pinocchio, Peter Pan, yep. Snow White, Dumbo.
So she used to work Alice, and since her name being Allison, they would have her name tag said Allison. Guys would hit on her and say, I'll take you to Wonderland, you know, or you could be my Alice in Wonderland. Get it? Because her name's Allison. I'm like, oh, gosh, these guys. That was how I picked her, you know, I think that's how I got her.
Yeah, yeah, because you had a better sense of humor than all the jerks who were.
So she did work attractions too as well.
So you did she work storybook? No, please.
No, no. I used to, and she did the routes, and she would be on Casey Jr. and I would go buy in a boat.
Oh, because so, I thought it would have been great if you both worked storybook, because then you would have had a mutual attraction.
I am shaking my head right now. That was good, by the way.
Are shaking Mickey's face at me. So okay, so they worked at the park as well for a little while.
Uh-huh.
And we all lived happily ever after. What a great Disney story.
They're magical, right?
Yep.
Right.
So anyway, so back to the relationship-y stuff. So you guys, you know, you left Disney before you got married, obviously.
Yeah.
So
but exactly about, 2 years, right, yeah. Apparently. I love June 10th, I guess.
So why was your Allie so much more successful at finding love than the other Allie?
Wow.
Because they're both equally attractive.
I don't know.
I just want to see how deep you can get in with Allie P.
Well, you see.
Do the Allies still stay in touch?
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah, yeah. They're
still good
friends? They're still, she's, the other Allie, like, the other Allie's still in, I guess she's living in Lake Havasu again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I can only assume her love life is going good. I don't know.
Well, if she's riding the Jungle Cruise, we know that's not.
She's looking to score a husband on that end.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome aboard the husband cruise.
Bunch of single dudes. And
yes.
You know, so I don't know. I mean, I saw, you know, like I said, that happened to be my thing. Blonde hair, blue eyes.
You just got, yeah, so you look struck at by lightning.
Yeah, exactly. The love in her eyes is, I guess, you know, you could say.
So outside of your love life and the last hour we've talked about it.
yes.
I mean, I think from my impression of you, which I do a lousy impression of you.
All right, well, let's hear it.
Mickey's face.
That was good.
Yeah. Okay. So, but no, my impression of you is always that you had a good time there. You were one of the guys who would go and have a good time, but would do it in the spirit of the ride.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you were never like going out there and really going over the top with the humor, and you weren't, you know, going outside the script too much. You always, I mean, a little, but you always were in the spirit of what the ride was about.
Yep. But I mean, not to cut you off, but I mean, there was a time when I did venture from the script, but I was clean, I mean, about it, I guess you could,
yeah,
say. I wasn't like,
that's what we call in the spirit of the ride.
I wasn't pushing the envelope,
yeah,
by any means.
You were just kind of sticking more things in the envelope than it was meant to hold.
Exactly, so to speak. And I probably got in trouble, yeah, a few times, like, hey, put that back in your pants and things like that, you know, don't put that in the envelope.
Yes.
Trying to mail it to people, you know, it was just awkward. But
yeah, that's not how you moisten the self-adhesive.
Well, I didn't know. Again, I was naive. I was hugely into Conan O'Brien. So when a guest came up to me after the ride and said, "Do you watch Conan?" I said, "Well, yes, I do." And she goes, "Your mannerisms, the way you presented that ride, was just so much like him." I said, "I was so excited." I was, "Oh, thank you so much." You know, I was just like, "Yeah,
what's
awesome.
Your name? What was your name?" Mrs. O'Brien.
Yeah, she goes,
"I'm Conan's mom." And I'm sick of him too.
And you were the worst skipper ever. So, but it was just like that. It was just, I had fun with it. You're right. I had fun with
right.
it. Kept the spirit of the ride alive.
I think if any time that anyone's there for longer than a year,
oh,
they
yeah.
either enjoy it or they go bitter. They go dark. And I think we know those dark skippers.
Oh, yeah. You're saying Allie was a dark skipper.
No, I wasn't saying Allie was a dark skipper. I said Allie was a dark skipper. Not that... No, I was saying Dark Allie was a skipper, not that Allie was a dark skipper.
All right. Good.
So, yes. So, no, I think that either people get, you know, consumed with the spirit of the ride or the dark spirit of the ride, and they either go, you know, they stay very much on that course, they get a little, you know, negative and bitter, and usually those people leave pretty quickly. But no, you always kind of, you know, had a good attitude about it, and even when we were slogging through the 110-degree August in Jungle.
Yeah.
So what do you miss most about the happy Disney experience?
Most
other than women proposing to you on the boat.
Well, yeah, you know, it was daily. Like that camaraderie, just like like that friendship that I had. It was a fun job to go to, just because I was looking forward to, you know, certain people working. Joey, Rit, Adam. I probably shouldn't name names because now I'm gonna leave people out.
So yeah, the rest of them are all are opposers.
Did I say Trevor already? That was a
jackasses.
But you know, like the people I started with, and Leo, and you know. all those folks. It just made it so fun.
Yeah, and we had good leads. I've never been a bad lead, but that lead team at the time with
it was phenomenal.
Scott and Brent and forgetting ones. It was Andy M.
Yes,
and then Jerry, of course, is phenomenal. So yeah, no, so you definitely had that group of.
It's like they had your back, like you knew that it was like a safe ride. It was fun. It was more laid back, I think, from what I hear from other attractions.
Yeah, and I think all attractions kind of get loose and tight with their restrictions. And, Jungle goes through these periods where the scripts tighten up and the scripts loosen up.
Yeah.
And, it's just really, based on the time as things are going on. So now, did you know any other attractions?
At 3 years,
you had
room, to. Obviously. Indie, I learned my Indie, and then Storybook Land. That's it.
Yeah.
Never got Tarzan's Treehouse somehow. I don't know how I avoided that. But Indie was probably like my major.
Yeah, the other
major,
one.
Right? Which was fun. I enjoyed that. But that was more of a ride. Like, stressed. It was like, you got to get these cars out fast. It wasn't laid back like Jungle.
Yeah, no. Indie was a challenge. It definitely took some. So I had Lincoln as well. Lincoln was a lot more relaxed. That was my second attraction on the Disney side.
Yeah.
And I knew like 9 attractions by the time I was out of there.
Really?
Because I had my 3 over at
That's
California
awesome.
Adventure.
Oh, okay, yeah, yeah.
Everything over at Disneyland. And as I'm running through my regular questions I ask, because we've chewed up so much time with that, do you have any fun celebrity interactions? Anyone who you want to note that you had
well,
your great
funny,
little moments?
And
any celebrities ride your boat and ask you to marry them?
No, not that I have. Christina Aguilera might have. No. What's weird is I instantly would look at the kids. It's more common for the kids to jump on the boat and be all like a celebrity because I had a few of them. And so when Tom Hanks came on the boat, I didn't even know it was Hanks at first.
Yeah.
I saw his kids and his kids' friends, and I was like, who is this kid? I was like, I know.
He looks familiar.
He has a plaid. And again, I'm not looking at Tom Hanks yet. And look at I go, who are these children? One of them must be important. So I'm kind of like driving the boat forward as we go, just him and the group. And I'm going, doing my spiel, but I'm still staring at this group. I'm going, which one is famous? Again, not looking at, I don't even know Hanks was there yet. Then I hear his voice, and I'm like, that sounds like Woody. And I look, instantly, I almost dropped my mic, and I was like, I froze.
Yeah.
So in my head, I'm thinking, say something. And I'm like, I didn't know what to say. I was very nervous, and so I kind of do that, like, hey, here's a tiger, trying to get my bearings again. Like, okay, it's back in the script or something like that. It's Tom Hanks. I was nervous.
And not that you haven't done the script 50 billion times.
Exactly. This was so... I could do it in my sleep. So I did the best I could. It went by so fast. I could not even tell you. At the end, I remember it was very, very... foggy that night, and so I was trying to do like these fog jokes, and they weren't really working, and I was like, oh man, I'm acting like a jackass. So I got to the dock, and I was about to they're about to unload, and he stands up, let's hear it for Adam, starts clapping for me. He goes, yeah, that was great, shakes my hand. Now maybe he would just being Tom Hanks, but he seemed very genuine.
He is the nicest guy in history,
and he did not have to do that. He could have just been like, thank you, and left. But he was like, shake my hand, said, that was very good, you did a very good job. And I was just like, well, I'm glad you, like,
he's amazing. It's actually, he was actually the number one choice for Pope. And he turned it down.
Well, that is unfortunate. That is unfortunate.
It is true. By the way, could you see Pope Tom Hanks?
Yeah, I can see Tom Hanks.
Okay. I didn't know he was Catholic, but okay.
But I find out all sorts of things. So that was a really good one. I got a one of the Wayans brothers told me I should have my own TV show. He just said I was phenomenal. And coming from another, like a comedian like that,
coming from Wayans, who may have had his own TV show. At some point, there's so many of them.
They might have made a movie or something at one point, right?
Yeah,
they were kind of famous.
Damon, Marlon, Steve,
Bob. Are these fish? You're naming fish?
Yes.
Okay, I wanted to make sure.
There's only 17 Wayans.
So he told me that, and I think he went even to City Hall, which I never, I didn't tell him to.
Yeah.
But he went to City Hall, and I got one of those white envelopes, and I hope I would have saved it. I don't know where it's at.
Yeah,
but
I actually have all of my. They're somewhere. I think they're up in Seattle right now, but I have all of my guest compliment envelopes still.
Yeah.
But, the thing I hear it from a lot of people is that they were flowing, like, in that 03 to 05.
Mm-hmm.
But I know skippers who've been there a couple of years who barely ever see guest compliments. Guests just don't go to City Hall anymore.
They don't take the time to
They don't take the time to compliment, what's going
because
on.
Because it's too expensive now. They want to get everything done. Well, they want to fit everything
in. They expect it to be good, so they don't really, you know, it doesn't fall into that range.
I think we should bring the O2 crew back again and just go and take over the... Do they have CDS now?
They do. I have said for years that if we had a volunteer army, Disney could staff its rides for free. I'd go back for one day a month for free.
An
8-hour shift.
I would.
I'd drive
totally,
it.
Totally, right?
Yeah, and I would be totally on script. I wouldn't say a single word outside the script, unlike every other trip I've ever taken. But I would be dead onto it, because I would do it for one day. And I wouldn't even want sign-ins. I wouldn't ask for anything in return. I would just do it, you know, for one day a month.
Did you? And I probably would, too.
Yeah.
I know I would, yeah. If they asked me, which would never happen.
Because it's a part of who you... It becomes a part of who you are on that level, so...
Yeah.
So other good things. Now, besides the marriage, there's also a jungle baby.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds awful, doesn't it? There's a child born out of Disney wedlock. That doesn't sound right either. So congratulations on being a father.
Thank you, sir. She's 4 years old now, so I've had some experience, but it still doesn't make me perfect. I still am learning new things every day. She is a Disney baby, right? I mean, she would ask to watch anywhere from Nightmare Before Christmas to like Wreck-It Ralph now for more current stuff. But like she knows, she likes like clay animation stuff and you know, like the Lion Kings, like the classics. She loves that kind of stuff. Jungle Cruise, she goes on it.
Doesn't really get it.
I don't know what is going through her mind when she goes on that. But she's a 4-year-old. What do you expect? You know?
Yeah.
Her attention span isn't...
If there's not a unicorn somewhere in the Jungle Cruise...
Yeah. Where's Mickey Mouse? She's looking for something like, you know...
Something with a little thrill to it.
Yeah.
So. Any other fun, interesting the Disney stories? Any other thing that's happened to you at the park that was, you know...
Well, I mean, I remember going back to Denny's again. I don't know what's going on over there. Anyways.
Welcome to Challenges in Editing.
How can we mute that down? So we would go to Denny's, obviously,
right.
We talked about. And they would do, like, I guess we would hold up five fingers and do, like, I've never type of game, you know, where you would say something that you've never done. And one of the ones I had to come across was, I said, this is the weirdest story. I said, I've never six shot. That's just for some of the people that don't know, which is your boat derails.
Is that what it is? I thought it involved, like, Viagra.
I've never
six-shot it, I'll
tell you that.
The
streets call it that. It involves some of that and some syringe of some sort. The next day, when I played I never six-shot. The next day, my boat derailed. I was like going, are you kidding me? And that was my only one I had.
So you peed into the wind of karma.
So to speak.
And it went right back
in
your face.
She slapped me in the face with Disney policy and said, all right, here you go. See if you can figure it out now. I had one six shot and one four shot. What's the one where the boat just stopped working?
I had my only six shot was my last week I was there.
Are you serious?
And it wasn't on stage. I six shotted backstage. And I think I've told this
story
before.
Cool.
But it was right after another cast member had very famously made trainer status and then threw the track switches wrong and derailed a boat and lost his trainer status before he even was able to start training. So I know
what you're talking about.
Yeah, and I was backstage. And there's an area in backstage in boat storage where there's two rows of boats. And you can switch between the two rows. And there's very poorly painted yellow... safety areas that have the boat within.
Yeah.
And mine was slightly over the edge of one of them, and the boat shifted, and I saw what was happening, and, you know, I can't do anything. But rather than flipping it back and just kind of praying that it was going to work, I did the responsible thing, and I called Scott, who was the lead, and I said, Scott, I need you to come back here. I got a little thing. And Scott comes back with Janice. With one of the managers. Janice and I were really cool.
Okay.
But Scott comes over and is like, so you derailed the boat. I said, yep. He's like... So you derailed the boat backstage. And I'm like, yep. Looks like I lost my trainer status. He sits there and waits. And like 30 seconds later looks over at me. Wait, you didn't make trainer? So, yeah, we just flipped the switch back and the boat jumped right back to where it was supposed to be. But I probably did the better thing by making sure it was safe. So,
well, good for you.
So, yeah, no, I guess the other major thing before we wrap this up, because, you know, we're running long.
Yeah, we're pushing that. Well, come on. Hey, it's me.
Yeah, I've been on your boats. I know how you are. you need to tell me the origin of Mickey's face, because that's the one thing that, as I recall, in my time at Disney, when I think Skipper Adam, I think Mickey's face.
Do you?
That's like, I tie, you know, that into you.
I, well, thank you. I picture Jeff, you know, Pizza Boy, is,
yep,
that his name?
Yep.
I picture him as Mickey's face. Because the only thing I can think of is that would be a substitute of, like, you'd have to shake your fist. That would just be, like, a common,
well, there,
thing.
Well, there was a joke. I'll set it up for you. Because basically, you, there was a joke about that you would get off of the ride and you go through the gift shop and you'd see all kinds of things you can buy that have Mickey's face on them. And then you would raise your hand and say, Mickey's face. And that was that whole summer. You would do that joke.
That's how it started.
Yeah, that... And then everyone would just start shaking their fist and would regularly just, you know, randomly say to each other backstage, Mickey's face. It was like, it became this, you know, term of frustration.
Exactly. That's
like,
where
like
I guess.
The, yeah, like, what's going on?
Mickey's
face. So still, to this, like, by the time I left in 08, that was still around.
Oh, my
God. Something that people would say randomly as moment. And it was mainly the crew from that earlier time.
Oh, my gosh.
But
that's
great. That stuck around for years and years, so.
Mickey's face. I do it occasionally. I know the dark alley brings it up a few times.
I need to get the dark and light alleys on the podcast to
yes.
go there.
That would be fantastic.
We can even Skype them if we have to.
Yes.
So.
That would be good. So, yeah, I guess that's where that came about. I mean... people still call me Jerkface. That was my nickname, apparently. I don't know how that came about.
Because you're
Brand
a jerkface.
Brand called me that. Yeah. I punch people in the
is
face.
Is this an
apparently.
Accurate description of your
of my face.
Of, yes.
You just look at me as jerk. There's just a jerkness about me.
But yeah, no, so it's a good time. Yeah, we hung out. We had good times at the jungle.
Yeah, of course.
Jungle boat ride and...
our dead
so,
head.
Yeah.
Oops. Oh, we probably should edit that part out.
Edit that out.
Fix it in post.
So as we, I don't know, as we wrap this, anything else you wanted to share? Any other stories? Any jungle things? Disney things? Had a good time?
Always.
It seeps into your DNA. It becomes a part of your life.
Yeah.
Which, I think, you know, 5 years later, I'm now doing a podcast for 2 years and with, you know, other skips who've been doing this for a while, so.
That's awesome. I'm thank you for doing this because it's cool.
Well, you know, and we've got a lot of things. I'm recording... This is probably going to go up first, but I've got 2 other episodes we're recording this week. I've got one the week after.
Oh, my God.
It is the hardest thing to get skippers who are notoriously flaky SOBs to commit to a time to record.
Are you pointing at me?
I'm pointing at... Well, no. You have an excuse that you're in Temecula. And
okay,
I don't
you.
Think that the internet has come out here yet.
what is the internet, by the way?
I know cell service is spotty. There was
I just have that dial phone at home. Still.
I had to pick up the tin can with the string to call you. I heard a modem in the background going. It sounded like a cat getting mauled by a polar bear.
Yeah.
Oh, polar bear. So, anyway, so no. So we this is my mea culpa to all of our listeners. We actually do have a lot of episodes coming up in the very short term. So. Bear with us. I think everyone who's listened to the show now knows that it takes me... it's in spurts. I'll like have like 4 in a row, then it'll be a month, and then it'll be like, you know, God knows how long it'll hear from me. So, let me just do the obligatory fun puns. On the Skipcast Network, of course, you know about Joey and Trevor Talk to Each Other. All of our podcasts are available on iTunes, as well as over at Podbean. Podbean, and now Stitcher Radio is, I think, the coolest way to listen to us now that Apple has screwed with their podcast. We can't get them through the iTunes store. You have to get its own app now. So, but we are over on Stitcher Radio. It's a great place to listen to our episodes. A lot of things coming up in the near future. We got a lot of skips coming on the podcast. So,
yes.
And, yeah, we're coming up on August will be 2 years. So we're a little over a year and a half now. So it's exciting
stuff.
We
should celebrate.
We should. Well, you know, we're going to do some more skip gathers, as we call them, where we get a bunch of people together at Trader Sam's bar down at
I've
downtown
yet to show, make an appearance there. I've never been. So.
It's a tiki bar. The drinks are strong. The prices are high. The service is bad. So
that's usually my, you know.
Service actually not too bad, but they wear jungle costumes, which is weird.
Posers or something.
Yeah,
huh?
Well, that's the way that is. So,
yeah.
For more dynamic and wonderful Jungle Cruise stuff, if you guys are a Jungle Cruise skipper or know a Jungle Cruise skipper and would like to appear on our podcast, we can be reached at Jungle Cruise, CREWS@gmail.com. We are now able to record via Skype, so if you are not local to the California area, we'd love to hear from you as well. Yeah, and other good stuff. It's nice. We get about one email every 3 months from our 5 listeners.
I hate you.
No, we're getting... actually, we get about 50 to 100 listeners a day. It's kind of exciting. We get a...
Wow.
Yeah, we get a... People like our stuff. It's kind of amazing. So
hey, that's perfect.
Yeah, so good stuff. If you guys... We are looking for sponsors. If you want to advertise and have our listener audience of thousands... tens of hundreds, hundreds of tens, thousands of ones. I can do math. You are welcome to email as well, because we love to chat with you guys about sponsoring the show, because I am in a state of super unemployment and need to pay the bills for the bandwidth, the excessive bandwidth. So anyway, Adam, thank you.
My pleasure.
Seeing you again. We'll chat a little bit, you know, as time goes on, I'm sure.
I would love to.
Guys, thanks a bunch for joining us on Tales from the Jungle Cruise and Kungaloosh.